Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1747, How to Increase Growth Hormone, by Eric Leah of ericleah.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's jump right in and hear all about growth hormone as we optimize your life. How to Increase Growth Hormone, by Eric Leah of ericleah.com. It's likely that if you've ever hit the gym, most of us, or taken supplements, most of us again, you've heard of growth hormone. Now, let's get this out of the way right off the bat. I'm going to be referring to natural growth hormone here, not its synthetic cousin associated with steroids. Growth hormone produced by our body is, as its name suggests, important for growth. You likely know this as well. However, just how important it actually is for muscle growth, plus tons of other processes in your body, has been truly understated. Listen on to discover why this hormone has been referred to as the fountain of youth, as well as how to optimize your levels to increase muscle gains, possibly burn more fat, boost your mood, and more. Why is growth hormone so important? Growth hormone is an anabolic hormone that's made and secreted by your pituitary gland. It's important because it's a major driving force in all tissue growth, including muscle. However, not only does growth hormone stimulate protein synthesis by shuttling more amino acids into your cells and stimulating the release of insulin-like growth factor 1, the main driver of muscle growth, but it also plays a large role in fat metabolism. When growth hormone comes calling, fatty acids that are stored in your body are recruited for energy, meaning they are burned up for use instead of remaining stored. So basically, you burn fat. Interestingly, Robert Kominiarik, a doctor of osteopathic medicine and medical director and hormone specialist, says that growth hormone, quote, is a master hormone. Even in adults, growth hormone helps balance all other hormones, so there isn't an area of your health it doesn't touch. A healthy supply of growth hormone keeps you healthy psychologically. It maintains your sense of well-being, keeping you happy, engaged, and able to handle stress. And physically, keeping your heart healthy, your cholesterol levels down, inflammation down, bones solid. It even boosts your body's ability to heal faster. End quote. As you heard, growth hormone goes above and beyond acting as a key to gains. Not producing enough can result in a depressed mood, more fat accumulation, reduced ability to gain muscle, and even reduced libido and memory. Now, growth hormone deficiencies aren't common, but levels do decrease as you age. So, we want to include certain practices in our regime to retain higher growth hormone levels for longer. So let's dive into them. Best ways to increase growth hormone. 1. Up the intensity. Intensity is the name of the game when it comes to raising growth hormone levels. The harder the style of exercise, the more growth hormone is released. This means things like sprints and heavy, low-rep lifts, rather than long-distance runs and high-rep, lighter lifts, will provide more growth hormone release. This is likely because certain acids and byproducts of intense exercise, like catecholamines, may stimulate growth hormone production and secretion. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT, may be one of the best options to consider, since studies show that intense exercise may actually stimulate more growth hormone release. Combining bursts of intense aerobic work with lifts hits the sweet growth and fat burn spot. Now, what exactly is an intense workout session? It's the one that, by the last round, you're pushing yourself hard to push through. It's not being able to carry a conversation because you're out of breath. It's full focus and feeling worked afterward. Of course, this doesn't mean running yourself into the ground or to the point of an injury, but it does mean being slightly outside of your comfort zone and having to push yourself to get that last rep. 2. Get quality sleep. At the end of the day, sleep is a major repair mechanism. Many hormones, including growth hormone, are released during sleep in order to accomplish as much repair as possible. Studies have found that growth hormone secretion peaks from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., or when we're typically fast asleep. If your sleep quality is decent and we sleep through the night, growth hormone secretion remains efficient. However, if our sleep cycles are off or disrupted, we can actually secrete less growth hormone, which can cause a cascade of effects, including less muscle growth and fat burn. To improve your sleep, try these tips. Make sure all lights in your room are covered and off. Even a tiny amount of light can disrupt our natural sleep cycles. Use electronics no later than 1 hour before bed. An alternative, if this isn't possible, is to use blue-blocking glasses to block blue light that disrupts sleep hormones. And talk to your doctor about magnesium, valerian, and chamomile supplements and whether they might help you. And 3, try intermittent fasting. Several studies have shown that fasting can significantly increase growth hormone levels. In fact, studies on participants undergoing a 2-day fast found their serum growth hormone levels increased 5-fold over a 24-hour period. Fasting for prolonged periods isn't for everyone, but most of us can try out intermittent fasting, which involves eating every day, but in a certain time window. The most popular method is to fast until lunchtime, so 12 to 1 p.m., then eat a small snack, then dinner around 7 to 9 p.m., then fast until lunch the next day. This mimics fasting, but in a smaller window in order to be more sustainable. And again, do what works for you. You can try intermittent fasting every day or only a couple of times a week and see how you feel. The bottom line. Growth hormone is essential for muscle tissue growth as well as fat metabolism. Intense exercise, like heavy lifting, using multiple muscle groups, boosts growth hormone. Reducing rest periods between sets can also up the intensity of exercise to increase growth hormone. Quality sleep, like 7 to 9 hours per night, is essential for growth hormone production. And intermittent fasting can significantly increase growth hormone levels. You just listened to the post titled, How to Increase Growth Hormone by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So you remember how I talk about how Henry Cavill, the actor who played Superman in the Man of Steel and Justice League movies, got all of this media attention for achieving an actual Superman-like physique? He would get asked all sorts of questions during interviews about how he got into superhero shape. He would talk about all the usual things, like staying consistent with his workout, working out for multiple hours a day at high intensities, eating right, and so on. Something else he mentioned that didn't get a lot of attention was his sleep patterns. He made sure to get at least 8 hours of sleep most nights. He learned about the power of quality sleep and may have been able to maximize not only his recovery, but his growth hormone levels too. And the combination of all of those things may have helped get him into superhero shape. All right, that'll do it for today, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.